This is Morning Edition. Hundreds of cars are still littered on roads and streets across the state. Governor Pat McCrory told people to leave them there yesterday. Plows pushed snow around them or tow trucks moved them out of the way. But some people came out of their homes and helped stranded drivers. Jorge Valencia rode along with one man in Durham.
Ready?
We're riding with Jamie O'Brien. He's on his Yamaha four-wheeler to deliver medicine to a friend nearby. Snowplows only carved a small channel up Woodcroft Parkway, so he's driving on the side of the road to let cars pass. That's when a guy trying to push a black Lexus asks him if he has a shovel.
I don't, but we'll be happy to help you.
Yeah, if I can get pushed out.
Okay.
O'Brien gets off his four-wheeler. He leans up against the car. He pushes.
Go ahead. Man, you don't have anything to dig with? Anything metal in the car?
I'm just going
to
walk back. And...
Thanks right. Anyway.
Yeah, man. Sorry I couldn't help you out.
No,
have a good day.
All right.
Stay safe out there.
Thanks, you too.
Yeah. That's tough, man. You can help some people, but some people are really stuck, man.
In fact, a lot of people were really stuck. Not even O'Brien, a big guy who played football for Lenoir Ryan University, can push them out. He's no match for a car deep in sloshy snow on a steep road. What he can do is give people a ride. On Wednesday, he was out for 9 hours and took more than 20 drivers to shelter at a local grocery store. They mainly came from this one pileup here on Woodcroft Parkway.
There's basically a spaghetti pile of cars. There's a narrow path, and it's going halfway up the hill. There's a hill probably maybe 150, 200 yards going downhill. Pretty bad scene.
O'Brien steers around the pileup, up the hill, and turns left. He rides past a mother pulling a baby in a sled, past a family out for a walk. He arrives at the doorstep of Johnny Mangum. He's the friend who needs the medicine.
I got like wrapped up real good.
So what's wrong?
I don't know. I started limping on it last night, and I came up here across the pathway of Woodcroft, and I think I twisted it a little bit, but I'll be okay. Wrap it up a little tighter.
All right, man, we're going to ride. Y'all be safe.
See ya. O'Brien rides back down Woodcroft headed home. He spends the rest of Thursday riding his four-wheeler. And actually, he's a special ed teacher in Durham Public Schools, so today he has the day off again. He just might have to make it up on spring break. Jorge Valencia, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.